I'll tell you one thing about ChatGPT, right? Is that learning how to do new things is like about 1,000,000,000% faster this way. You know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, you could get the answer through a search engine. Now, like that's 1,000,000,000%. That was 1,000,000,000% faster than like going to the library and finding a reference book, okay? Because you go to the library, and if you're in a technical subject, they don't have any reference books that work for you. So maybe it was better back then because it just meant we couldn't spread out and create all these frameworks and whatever. I mean, all these operating systems and different languages and bullshit, right? I mean, simply how many manuals are you going to buy? I still wish we could just settle on one language and one operating system and just move on from there, because it's like constantly reinventing all that stuff just makes whatever. It's inefficient. But thing is, so before that, you had to go to the library, and that meant whatever. You're not going to go to the library. You'll buy some books. The shit wasn't online. I mean, so that put you focused on things that had good online docs, like Man Pages. That was like the state of the art in the 70s and 80s. You get an operating system and a language that has pages for each module. Everything, every concept has a man page, has a structure to it. And it was miraculous when we had that. It was great. Then you got Inside Macintosh. Well, before Inside Macintosh, there was the Peter Norton book on programming the IBM PC. It was a real breakthrough. I mean, he just showed you how to do stuff. And that's really what you wanted. You didn't want to get a whole bunch of theory. You just show me how to do what I need to do, and then I'll really understand it, you know, rather than just teaching me the theory. And then I have to try to figure out what this means. I came to you with a problem. My problem wasn't I want to understand the theory, unless it was. I mean, sometimes you do, right? Okay, so then there was Inside Macintosh, which was this fantastic book. It's the reason why the Macintosh became such a useful platform is because they actually invested in developers learning how to create software for the platform. It wasn't easy relative to previous platforms, but at least the information was there. And, you know, in both cases, PC and Macintosh and Apple II, also, there were magazines that started up where people would write articles about things that, you know, and then you'd read the article and go, okay, now I get how that works, and maybe you might actually start using it, right? So then there was Google, or search engines led to Google was far and away the best one, starting in the late 90s. And then there was an improvement upon that with Stack Exchange. It was specifically for programming, and for whatever reason, it really caught on. The software was really good, the timing was right, and so what you would do is a combination of Google and Stack Exchange, and that might also include a few resources that are on other sites like W3 Schools. I really like it. I know a lot of people think it's cheesy. It is cheesy, but it's fine. It works. It's very well organized, very helpful. And then the GitHub pages, those were very useful. But it all was all tied together by Google. But even so, you couldn't ask the question. You know, sometimes you know what you want to do. Like yesterday, I had an example, something I needed to do with SQL. I'm not an expert in SQL, but I have ChatGPT. Before ChatGPT, I had Jean-Yves Stervenu and a few other people that would show up from time to time that know a little bit about SQL. And when I really got focused in on stuff, they would help me. And this is, I don't do that so much. Even with ChatGPT, before ChatGPT came along, I wasn't doing that so much because I sort of got my sea legs in SQL and I learned how to look stuff up. I found good resources. I learned how to ask questions, you know, of Google and get some decent answers. But there were always, you always have to make the connections yourself, because nobody ever, very rarely do they ever have exactly the problem that you have. You have to try to find things that are like what you wanted to do and then sort of puzzle it together. And it might take two or three or four approaches to this in different sessions before you actually, you know, got the code that actually works and you can move on to the next thing. Well, you're always doing these things, these things at once, right? So when I wanted to do something that was, well, I get rusty on SQL. If I don't program in SQL for a few weeks, then it's like, okay, I forget how to do all this shit. And I go look at my own code for examples. That's helpful, right? And once I've got an application, real application that's built out of SQL and it works, and it, you know, is that now I've got a set of examples that I can look to in code that I know how to read and I understand how it works. And that's a good way to get up to speed. But this thing I wanted to do was something that I had never done before. I wanted a query that would give me all of the feeds in Feedland that nobody is subscribed to. Now, I know I can do that. I know there's a way to do that, okay? And given enough time, I'm going to figure that out. Maybe an hour or two would be the max I would get that working. A lot of that would be just getting back up to speed, you know, swapping that data in, you know, in place of, you know, arcane stuff about jQuery, for example, you know. But no, what I did was I just wrote it down exactly like I just said it to you. I want a query that tells me which feeds nobody is subscribed to. And I basically described my setup to ChatGPT in technically accurate terms, but left out a lot of the details because he didn't need the details for this. I didn't, you know, just here's the basic layout. There are three tables, the key, you know, how these, you know, how they connect together. You write the query for me. You wrote the query. It worked the first time. Now, people worry about, well, how do you know you're getting accurate information? I know I'm getting accurate information because I ran it. I got the result I was looking for. And I also then read up on each of the techniques that it used. So now I learned something new. I didn't just do it without understanding what it did. What it did was it gave me a roadmap. It gave me a lesson. You know, it's like what a good teacher would do for you. Now, sometimes it guesses incorrectly, but I'm always going to catch that because, of course, it's helping me write code. So I'm going to go take that. I'm going to put it into my context, rewrite it a little bit, and I'll run it. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. I'm going to go back to ChatGPT and say, hey, look, nice try, but that didn't work. He says, okay, I see what I got wrong. It's at that point that he goes back and looks and figures out, oh, well, actually, that doesn't work that way. Let's try it this way. So it's like my programming buddy more than it is some oracle, you know? I understand if I'm working with somebody, that they might make a mistake. Shit happens, right? That's why we check each other's work. You know, that's why you don't put out stuff without really testing the hell out of it. I mean, that lawyer that submitted a ChatGPT written brief, the guy's an idiot. It's a fucking idiot. You know, fine, use it to write an outline of things that, you know, these are the things that it thought was relevant to the situation. Now go read. Go find out if that was true. Does it really work? It has to make sense to you if you're going to put your name on it, right? Nothing changes there. This is something that can just sort of help you organize your thinking a little bit. If you have trouble, talking with a friend the other day, he's a research scientist, and he has to write a fair amount of reports, and he says, I always have trouble getting started on these things, but once I get going, I'm like, it's fine. Well, that's what ChatGPT is really good for. You just say, look, I have to organize my thinking about this subject. You don't have to tell it that you need to do that. You could just keep that to yourself. As I'm concerned about this subject, and I wonder, what's the general consensus on this? Or maybe you actually know what the general consensus is. I need to present blah, 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 whatever. You learn how to ask your questions, but you're not going very far afield. This is the way you would talk to a colleague of yours that you're working with. But the, you know, when the first thing, when it first came out, everybody was all upset because it was such a, it would so totally undermine testing in education. Yeah, I suppose it might. If the student doesn't have any pride and doesn't mind putting their name on something that they have no idea if it's right. I mean, yeah, I used to do shit like that when I was in high school. But once I got to college and grad school and then started making software commercially, and, you know, no, of course not. I'm not putting out something that I don't know, that I don't know works. But I can't imagine going back now. I mean, this is my programming buddy. This is like when I start a new project, one of the very first things I do is go over to ChatGPT and I say, look, I'm working in this area. Tell me, you know, tell me how it works. And it's amazing how quickly things can get put together. And I, you know, it's one of these things that, yeah, it would have been great if I had had this for all 50 years. I've been programming for 50 years. I started programming when I was 18 years old. And I'm now, well, you figured it. I don't want to say it. It scares me sometimes how much time has gone by, you know, well, all the time, really. But anyway, gotta love this. And I think that don't just write about it. Just fucking use it, and then your writing will be interesting about it. It's a good time to be alive, actually. So, okay, everybody. Thanks very much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.